Algy Walgy all day. Incidentally, he was the man who arrested me in Los Angeles.
The man who what?
Arrested me in Los Angeles. Matianita's on the phone.
Matiana? How you doing with all with those little children?
Oh, well, we're just getting along. I lost, you know, Elizabeth, their nursemaid, went back to Washington.
No, I didn't know that.
Uh-huh. She just got too homesick, and I think she's going back to Scotland. But anyway, we'll get along.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you how much, pardon me for breaking in, how much we admire your courage, stamina, and dodging the rotten eggs.
Oh, it was great. I enjoyed it. There was nothing bad about it. The only thing bad could have been if our people and so many of our people were Negroes and young people, if they had responded in an emotional and hostile manner. That could have been bad, and this country must not be divided. So that's the only thing we have to try to work toward. But I'd say I got thousands of loving friends and dozens of jeering enemies, and I'll settle for that. And I think Lennon's idea is a good one. I hope you can pursue it to the limits of your strength and willingness, and we can provide the plane and maybe some help on the sort of approach to the crowds, the whatever the ammunition of this administration is, and I'd be
the sort of in a way. Small carte blanche, and God knows, inept as I may be, your so-called coordinator at this stage has done absolutely nothing.
What's his name?
Former Governor Burroughs, John Burroughs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's both a fool and a knave. I don't think he knows.
Mm-hmm.
My mind's working already, and
so for that reason, Joe has been very worried. That was That's one of his great concerns.
Montoya?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, we opened up an office as of Thursday with Aviva Johnson Humphrey.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having a series of what we call meriendas, which in other words is a tea, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Only we serve chocolate and little Mexican cookies.
Oh, goodness, I'd love to be able to come out to one of them. I remember what you told me before, Tony, about 5 days' notice. And if I could figure out anything where any one of the three of us, that is me or Linda or Lucy, could come out, I would let you know. And I want to tell you that both Linda and Lucy were great assets on this, and I was real proud of them. And I think that, they were wonderful. Now, I am interested in waiting and concerned to see how Diana's rally comes out. Hubert Humphrey could not be there just isn't anybody more warm and crowd, better crowd material and better brains material than Hubert. So I'm glad that he's going to be at the rally. I just hope that he doesn't, nothing happens to him on the way. Is it this weekend?
11th, I believe.
Mm-hmm. I think it's tomorrow night.
Something, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I have it on my mind. And I'm glad to talk to you, and we'll all get together and keep memories of what your most interesting experiences are, because when this is all over, win or lose, we'll get together and talk them over.
Wonderful. Hey, let's do it on the straight up.
That's what I want. Now, by this time, I have christened one of their ships, and Lucy has christened one of their ships, so we're bound to have a chance to go on one of them.
I'm sure they might make reservations for you.
Okay.
We forgot to mention to Lyndon was that Senator Anderson read a very nice message from the President at St. John's College Education today.
All right, I'll tell him.
College is a big thing. It was tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
Education in America.
From your former letter, I gather that Clinton Anderson is being real active and vigorous and loyal.
He is the man.
Okay. Listen. Let me tell you this. within a day or two, Mrs. Frank Church, Bethine Church, and Mrs. George Dixon, who is Senator Chavez's daughter.
They're going to be in Albuquerque.
Yes. Uh-huh. And I just hoped maybe you might see them.
Yes, I was asked to attend their tea. Miss George Dixon. Senator Chavez's daughter.
Yeah, I know.
Have they already been?
That's
Imelda. I thought they were going to come this coming Monday.
They're coming this next week, so I'll have to look at the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's early in the week.
Well, Bethine is a delightful person, a good friend of mine, so I sure hope that you all will be nice to her and tell her how much we are glad that she's doing all this.
Will.
Okay.
God bless you all.
Thank you.
Miss Brown, just relax. We think we can do, folks.
Okay.
Night.
Bye.